Yo, rest in peace to Kevin Samuels. You heard? Yo, so here's a funny story, right? You know the woman that was with him when he died? This is what I be trying to tell y'all little motherfuckers about what I be telling y'all about. You know what I said? I said, listen, man, see what's all this little red pill, whatever bullshit y'all got going on? Man, I don't care if it's a bad bitch or not, bro. Like, nobody want to go out with a bitch who don't even really care about you like that, bro. Anyway, let me just give y'all this story. And I ain't trying to impugn her integrity or nothing like that. But shorty who saved his life, right? Or not, no, actually, she didn't save his life. What the fuck? I mean, he dead. I mean, like, shorty who fucked him the night before. I got in contact with shorty. You know what I mean? And really, you know, I just wanted to get some clarity on, like, what happened that day. So I offered to speak to her off the record. Not on the podcast. I know it's the hottest podcast in the world, but not on the podcast. I say, yo, whatever, whatever. I just want to really figure out what happened. Because, like, you know, we're all looking like, damn, you look healthy. Like, what happened? Like, you know what I mean? Just trying to get, like, the vibe of everything. She first hits me and she says, I ain't talking to nobody. Like, I got a lawyer, blah, blah, blah. My lawyer said, don't do no talking, no interviews. I said, well, it's not an interview. Like, we would talk privately. I don't know if she said she was thinking about it, whatever. Anyway, she hits me back and she says, if you want to talk to me, it's $5,000. What the fuck? This is what I be trying to tell y'all niggas, man. Like, none of these chicks care about these niggas, bro. Like, I'm thinking she distraught and hurt, and she just don't want to get blamed. Man, she said, give me $5,000, I'll talk to you, nigga. $5,000? Nigga, I don't give a fuck what happened. I'm going to give it $1,000 with you. $5,000? You stupid as fuck. She said, real talk, I got the messages. She said, $5,000. She said, $5,000. And then she's trying to make it exclusive, like, you know what I mean? People are hitting me up and blah, blah. I haven't talked to none of them, but I'll talk to you. No, motherfucker, I'm not paying for no $5,000. Are you fucking crazy? That nigga probably flew you on Spirit. Piped you out. You should have got the DoubleTree treatment. What the fuck you going to tell me? Yeah, that nigga popped the blue chew, piped me out 3 times, woke up in the morning, I gave him a little bit of head. He said his chest was hurting and fell over. What the fuck you gonna tell me that I give a fuck about? $5,000. $5,000 for what? Hey, didn't y'all, hey, y'all motherfuckers don't know, already know the drill. Stop asking Big Act to pay y'all. I don't like that shit. I really don't give a fuck about what y'all got going on. To keep it real, I make the $5,000 talking about your stupid ass. Yo, give me $5,000. I talk to you about what happened. Bitch! Nigga, Kevin Samuels might hop out the fucking casket and slap me if I gave you $5,000. That nigga was hard on thoughts. Holy! I'll give you the $5,000. That nigga come back to life like, I can't believe you just gave this fucking adjustable six $5,000. Are you dumb? Kevin, I ain't doing it, buddy. Kevin, I'm gonna hold it down for you, bro. A fucking adjustable six trying to get a $5,000 out of Big Hack? Fuck no. $5,000. Fuck you gonna tell me? Bitch, I read the police report already. The fuck you gonna tell me I ain't see there? What, you think I'm a weirdo? Like, I'm about to be like, how big was his dick? I don't give a fuck. Bitch, we just trying to figure out if you killed the nigga or not. I was just trying to be slick with it. Oh, let me talk to you. I just want to see, you know, not really caring about Kevin. I just want to just, you know, talk to you because you're the only person who knew his last moments. Bitch, I'm trying to figure out if you poisoned that nigga. That's it. I'm not trying to hear your fucking story. Oh, yeah, he put me on Spirit. When he reached out, I got the messages. You want the messages I can? Fuck no. The fuck? Kevin would never rest in peace if I gave you $5,000. Never. Kevin would never rest in peace. $5,000? This is why I be trying to tell y'all little manosphere niggas. Y'all spending y'all precious moments on earth with a lot of these bitches who really just want a check. all that fake acting and crying while the paramedics are pulling up. Now she told my five bands, this bitch thinks she fake Drake. Fake Drake out here getting five bands a show. What's going on out here, man? As soon as she, hey, let me tell any of y'all who think this is stick up for act. As soon as y'all tell me money, I'm going to come on my stream and talk about you telling me money to make money off you telling me about money, because I ain't never give you money. Smart, ain't it? I'll never give you money. Somebody make some money off of you, off of exposing you, trying to get money from me. But only I got the money. Come on, man. Rest in peace, Kevin Samuels. Yeah, we'll figure it out from the toxicology report. We don't want to hear your fucking thought stories. We don't want to hear that nigga was playing Breaking Bad in the background while he was breaking your fucking back off of two Viagras, you know what I mean, and three Red Bulls. We don't want to hear that shit. What story you finna go tell me? What the fuck you gotta go tell me? He fucked you. He flew you out. He a G. He probably went a little bit too hard. Rest in peace to him. Fuck you finna tell me about him. Oh, I'm... Bitch, we just low-key trying to figure out if you try to kill the nigga. The fuck? Anyway, big act, man. Yeah, no, the Vibras. I seen a few people in the little managed sphere were upset by my last comments. They said, academics, we subscribe to this whole philosophy of alpha men and high-value men. How dare you say that most of this advice ain't practical? Let me reiterate my point. For the majority of people who watch Dayton coaches, I don't give a fuck who it is. Rulu to whatever that fucking dweeb name is, or could even be the homies fresh and fit. I'm giving you the facts of what life is. This whole high-valued man thing that all you little dweebs keep like, oh my God, want to be a high-valued man. Let me give you the reality, okay? These bitches are fucking losers. Like, they don't mind fucking losers and drug dealers. They've been fucking thugs for the beginning of time. They still gonna fuck them. They do get to an age, this is true, where they then say, yo, it's either you gonna hold them or fold them. And they realize they gotta give it up. But I'm gonna be honest with you, Instagram has fucked up the game. And this is why I tell most of y'all who be subscribing to all this shit, you're idiots. You know why? Because these days, the majority of women, what y'all claim they'll do for a high-valued man, their own, like, put it like this. I listen to all these guys because really it's entertainment for me. Some of y'all think it's just like gospel. It's entertainment. It's edutainment. I'll give you an example. They'd be like, yo, if you're a high enough valued man, bitches won't mind if you have mad bitches. So pretty much women are going to share you. Brother, if you're not making $500,000, these bitches ain't finna share you unless they're dumb as shit. You get what I mean? The majority of y'all ain't finna make $500,000 a year. Like, so cut it out. Like, what the fuck are you subscribing to? You know what I mean? It's like saying if I win the fucking lottery. Of course. The advice y'all listen to for this high-value man shit on how you could talk to women, treat women, what women gonna deal with. These bitches are stupid. They will, put it like this. There's 15 million bitches down to sign up to be Young Boy's next baby mama. Duh, it's Young Boy. 15 million bitches ain't signed up to be your baby mama. That's the point. So you just gotta be realistic. A lot of this stuff is out of your league. You just gotta be realistic. That's all the point I was trying to make to y'all niggas. You get me? Now, not saying y'all can't get women. The only thing is, y'all think y'all are some, because I've realized I see a bunch of lame ass niggas trying to throw around this high value man thing to act like they're unicorn walking among men. You're not. You don't make $500,000. You're not that fucking rare. You make $100,000, whoop-de-doo. It's mad niggas who make $100,000. And even that's rare. It's like 20%, 20, 30. But bitches ain't about to let a nigga who make $100,000 talk to her any way she want. You know who she going to, like, the saying is real. So it's like when I hear people talking about this high-value man shit, when they say they'd rather cry in a Rolls Royce than a Toyota, if your bitch ass can't afford a Rolls Royce, that's not you. Just remember that. That's not you. They don't want to cry in your Acura or your C300. That's not you. They want to be able to cry in a Lambo, a Rolls Royce, or a fucking McLaren. That is way beyond where you're going to be. Be realistic. So stop this walking around like you're some high-value nigga. Bro, these bitches, they're willing to do that for ball players, rappers, who they feel are making millions a year. The average man is going to make $50,000. That's why I like Kevin. I ain't going to lie to you. Because he was telling these little whores, calm yourself down. No nigga of real financial status is going to wife you up. Bitch, you are an adjustable six. A nigga who really got the shit could get an 8, 9, or 10. The fuck he want you for? So how about you, instead of thinking you're going to get a millionaire, just get a nigga who makes 60 grand. There ain't nothing wrong with a nigga who makes 60 grand. By the way, don't let none of what I'm saying make it sound like I'm shitting on niggas who won't make too much money. I'm just saying, a lot of y'all niggas with this high-value man shit is running around thinking that you're the high-valued man. You're not. Ten bitches will share Chris Brown. 10 bitches, because you're an engineer, is not sharing you. You might have a cute girlfriend, but that's about it. That's all I was trying to tell you, lame-ass niggas. Like, some of y'all believe in some of this hype too much. Like, oh my God, I'm the shit now. I'm the high-value man. Because I'm a high-value man, all these people want me. And I'm a high-value man. I could talk to women how I want. No, you're technically not a high-value man. The high-value man is a rarity. It's actually for what, and see, I'm going off the definition of what people say comes with that. The definition is like, when you're a high-value man, bitches are going to make all type of amends. Bro, it's 2022. These chicks are not sharing you unless they feel like you got the back. And when I mean the back, 100K is not the back. Not to bitches. Not these days. 100K is not the back. Bitches will think about sharing you if they think you're making millions. Millions? Yeah. 100K? No. You got a C300? No. A GLE? No. You got a Lambo? A Range Rover? A Porsche? A McLaren? Fuck it. I'll share you. That's how it goes. That's what I was trying to tell y'all. So, like, I see y'all sometimes subscribe to some of these things. It's masking the majority of y'all men's hurt with women. Because if y'all really want to get in this position of being a high-value man where you could talk to chicks like whatever way and bitches just looking at you like you're some unicorn, your goal should be to make at least $500,000 a year. $500,000 a year and be like a fucking athlete or something like that. Just get over this shit. That's all I be trying to tell y'all. You know what I mean? So I seen like the little manosphere community was upset. What does Zach mean that? Like, we won't be. No, the majority of y'all be watch. Yo, y'all watch Fresh and Fit. Nigga, Fresh and Fit make millions a year. You're not making millions a year. You know why they can operate like they do? They're in Miami with Lambos on Lambos, in clubs every night, spending thousands of dollars. Bitches look at them like, that's a millionaire. I'm going to fuck them. You're in your local town. You're probably over here balancing like, okay, well, I've got to. Well, at least this car, and I'm financing this. Got to pay my cell phone bill. Okay, I got $1,400 to, like, have fun after I get food. And no, nigga. That's all I be trying to tell you, okay? Anyway. That kind of gave me some life. I ain't going to lie to you. Just because I was about to fall asleep.